This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast, potty people. Get in here. Today's subject, adult circumcision and you. Am I right?
You're wrong.
No, we've been talking about circumcision.
A prior conversation.
That was pre-potty fodder, as we call it. And you probably don't want to hear a lot of our pre-potty fodder. Actually, we have a good topic today, Daneth. And it is...
Hey, the Lord loves to talk about circumcision.
I know he does, but it doesn't mean
what
we...
What do you mean the
for
Lord?
And against. He's for and against.
He is.
Are we talking about the Lord loves to talk about circumcision?
Well, she was whatever acting like it was like a hokey, hoiky, toiky subject. And I'm like, if it's good enough for the Bible, it's good enough for the party.
Whatever Serene feels passionate about, the Lord loves it.
I'm not passionate about circumcision, though, at all.
Hey, we're going to talk today about... It's a really good subject. I want to return to it, but I'm going to read something first. Just to wet your whistle about what we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about, hey, if you're a real active person,
they
say
do wet
you
the whistle over here.
Is that an American term, wet your whistle?
Yeah, we know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, get prepped. Say you're in the garden a lot. Say you're outdoors chopping wood. Say you're on a farm and you're mucking stalls and baling hay. Do you need to strength train as well? That's the question that we're going to bring
question.
Up. It's a good question. But I wanted to bring you all something. A nice little note came into our...
Oh, we got a nice one?
We got a nice
Tell
one.
Tell me, we got a nice one.
Probably you too.
Dear Serene, Pearl, and Danny, I've been listening to your podcast since the beginning. I have been What If You Coulding, Danny.
Okay.
I'm that girling and putting off and putting on right alongside of you.
Oh, that's awesome.
You bring wisdom and laughter every week. Thank you. Over the past 2 years, I've been on a journey trying to regain strength after acquiring some chronic health conditions in my mid-30s. I started walking every day, then some light body weights and dumbbell exercises. Finally, I started to go to the tiny local fitness center.
How old is she?
Twice
She's
a week.
Mid-30s?
I don't know how old she is now yet. That was a while ago.
Okay.
Working out. So she... Oh, hold on. You put me off. Here. Oh, she said, I met an elderly gentleman named Vern working out. I do the full weight machine circuit. You guys are my podcast gym buddies. I was getting very frustrated because I was faithful with the training but was never able to raise the level on my weights, especially my upper body where I need it the most. I wasn't losing any more muscle, but I felt like...
Anymore, she said, because she was.
Yeah, before that she was losing lean body mass. Then she started weight training.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this goes right along with some of the studies we're going to bring in our new book. But I felt like I was in limbo. So since you have been educating us on protein this past year, I was excited to try Essential and the OPP. OPP stands for Optimized Plant Protein.
Not other people's property?
No.
Hey, that reminds me of a funny story, but the listeners will hate me,
yeah,
so I'm not going to
keep
digress.
On with this beautiful note. I use the plant protein in my breakfast and Essential in my water bottle when I work out. I try really hard to get those nerdy 25 grams of whole food protein in my lunch and dinner. I am really happy to tell you that after a month of living at protein nerd level 3,
you go, girl.
I was able to increase all my weights by 5 pounds.
That's huge, actually.
And after 2 months, I am now able to chest press 15 pounds heavier than I was able to all last year. I'm turning 40 next month. There you go, Serene. And instead of feeling frustrated, I am excited to see where this year takes me, and I'm contending for muscle.
Aww.
Thank you so much for your help. Please, please never stop learning and sharing. All my thanks, Jen.
That makes it all worthwhile, Jen. I loved that. You
great?
Know?
I knew you would love it.
Did
Serene?
I catch it right that she got it right when she got her protein right?
Yeah. And it goes, and it's right along with some studies when our Trim Healthy Wisdom book comes out. There's quite a multitude of studies, and it depends if you're genetically blessed and you're in your 40s or 30s, this won't apply to you. It will apply to you even if you're genetically blessed as you get into your 50s and 60s. But they took, there were two different studies we cite in the book of aging seniors who were doing strength training. The first study, they were doing strength training. One group, they divided them into two groups, did the same strength training routine. One group did not focus on protein. They just ate whatever and did not supplement their workouts. The other group supplemented their workouts with sufficient protein. So both groups got stronger, okay? But there was a big fat zero of lean body mass added to the people who did not supplement with protein. Mm-hmm. I'm talking zero, and this was 6 months. And the people that did, they got significant lean body mass plus reduction of fat.
because when you raise the muscle mass,
yeah,
your body burns.
And the
fat.
Same thing with the other study. They took this a group of people that were training for some sort of athletic event. And so they thought, aha, we're going to use these people. So they divided them in two groups once again, a protein-focused one and the other group, both working very hard. Again, they saw no improvement in lean muscle mass with the ones that didn't supplement with protein.
It's
the
so
ones
true.
That did saw it.
It's like the old adage, right, that the you know you hear in the lifting community, success is in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Muscles are built in the kitchen, not just in the workout room.
Now, if you're in your 20s, because muscle decline doesn't start till 30s, you're going to build muscle if you work out. That's just you're in that anabolic window.
Well, you can bread is anabolic when you're young.
Yeah. You know? So, but it changes after 30. And especially then when we women start to get into perimenopause. She said she's 40. That's the age.
Well, and that's why we're starting to optimize all of our proteins, because in your youth, you actually build muscle through the insulin pathway, you know. But when you get older, it's the leucine pathway that works. Mm-hmm. And that's why we've put that 3-gram bolus of leucine in all of our optimized proteins. I've just been, you know, reading a little bit more because we, along with our food scientists, we're really just excited to bring these optimized plant proteins. But it was our food scientist who talked to us about adding the glycine. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he did were for many reasons, but the reason why we were so excited was because it was an incredible delivery system, because we have glycine receptors all along our esophageal lining. And when, you know, they meet the receptors, the glycine, it just helps transport that immediately into the cells.
It
incredible
through the lymphatic
absorption.
System, right?
Yeah, incredible absorption, you know, and we love that. And also glycine has many, many benefits with blood sugar control, incredible mood enhancement, mental clarity. I was reading the other day, I was thinking, let me just look up a little bit more about glycine, because it is a big part of our optimized proteins.
Yeah, and our essential.
Glycine is incredible for muscle stimulus, for synthesis. It's amazing. It actually does build muscle. And they say that it really makes human growth hormones surge, that you can take a bolus of glycine, which all of our optimized plant proteins and essential, all of our optimized proteins have a good bolus of glycine. A bolus of glycine above 2 grams will actually help surge human growth hormone, which you need, for building muscle, lean muscle mass.
And this brings me to another question. This wasn't going to come into our kind of potty today, but I'll put it in here. There was a question on the group the other day, and it said, I'm starting, Serena Pearl's Essential. I want to know, what do you guys feel from it? Do you feel anything from it? And there was a large variety of answers. Some people said, oh, I feel it. I have more energy to get through the day. Others were like, I feel it. And I take it at night because I feel a little sleepy. We all respond different to glycine, right? I feel none of the sedative effects.
You're talking about the essential aminos.
Yeah, essential aminos. Some people said, I feel nothing. I'm taking it because Serena Pearl said to. And others were like, well, I've been taking it for 3 months now. And yes, and they talked about their strength gains, their loss of fat, things like that. But here's what I want to say. I feel pretty much nothing when I take Essential. I feel pretty much.
That's probably because your protein's on point.
Yeah,
already.
Maybe. But I feel nothing when I take vitamin D. I take many things. Vitamin C. I take large doses. I feel kind of nothing from these things, but I know my body needs them. I'm in that window of postmenopause where muscle decline is happening, baby, if I don't do something about it. So we don't necessarily take these, optimized forms of supplemental protein like essential or optimized plant protein to feel anything from them.
Well, just think, even when you eat a big steak, do you necessarily feel all kinds of gushes through your body and fireworks go off and all kinds of stuff?
I do.
Satiates you.
I do because I go... unfortunately, I don't mean to, but I go through big spells of no protein, and I'm just starting to kind of get aware of that. I think a lot of people do that as
well.
Now,
what do you think of as a big spell? Like, you go through a whole day without protein?
I would say that I could go multiple days. Probably, there's probably protein hidden in different things I'll eat.
You just might go bread, butter,
bread,
butter,
bread,
butter. You mean
you're sitting here on your little special chair in the potty cabin, and we've been talking about protein for about a year now.
We put a mic in front of your face.
And you still aren't nerding up about protein. I thought you were nerding up about protein.
But let me think, what do these spells look like?
Well, can I ask him if he's nerding yet? Or was this in the past?
Obviously, he's not nerding.
Well, let's give him a chance. Are you nerding yet, Dennis?
I'm close.
Okay. Listen. It does take him a while for everything.
Yeah. It takes me a while for everything. And it frustrates people, obviously. It frustrates people in different areas. Like, I take a minute, even like when I'm working on projects, like at, like with work, like yeah. for clients or for whatever. Like, I hear a lot as the phrase "as discussed." You ever heard that phrase? Yeah, you ever gotten that in an email? We're going to do this as discussed.
You don't remember what was discussed.
I don't. And I will call you immediately if you put that in an email. Yeah. And I'll say, don't you ever say "as discussed" to me again. I have a medical condition called ADHD and I have forgotten what we discussed. Okay.
That's true.
You know what? If we're in a meeting and I've got an ability to take notes, I'll take notes and then I won't forget what we discussed. But if you're just by the
Does
way.
Does your wife have to say "as discussed" a lot?
No, she doesn't do
she
it.
She knows
because
not
she
to.
Accepts me and receives me as her king and lord.
I accept you, Danny. I was just wondering why you didn't nerd it up yet, but you're on your way.
There was this old book in the Kroger. It was a romance novel. I walked past it and I don't know why. It was like the Lord wanted me to see it. It said the cover, you know, was the typical, you know, was this just overly Fabio'd. Man, and this woman is desperately just
heaving.
Can't even stand. And he's just holding her up, but he's not concerned with her. Okay, so he's
concerned with his own bicep. Yeah. He's looking at his biceps.
Yeah. He's holding her up and he's just looking into the camera, right?
Yeah.
And it's such a like, there's just this like, grade there's this
is why everybody loves us, by the way. Don't they love this rabbit trail right now?
I'm sure I'm gonna tell you how many percentage of people love it. 62. There's 48% people not. Okay.
Well, we're gonna go full circle. We're gonna hit as discussed and we're gonna come all the way back to protein. But the title of this romance novel was, and you're gonna love it, To Wed a Wild Lord.
Ooh. Did you picture yourself as the wild lord?
I took a picture of it and Facebook reminded me of it the other day. Like, remember the time? And I'm like, yeah, I remember that time.
And this relates how now?
I think it has to do with protein somehow.
Oh, Fabio's muscles?
Maybe so.
Perchance?
But as discussed, it's something that... that I've learned to live with hearing.
But here's the thing. Book cover. The thing. I love the story, but the book cover must have related in some way.
I think it's
well,
unfair.
That guy was nerding it up with protein.
He was also genetically blessed because did you look at his wrists, Danny?
Thick wrist, man.
Thick.
Here's the thing. In today's busy world, it's unfair, unless you were in a professional meeting where notes were being taken, to say to somebody as discussed as you had a conversation.
Okay. And
I just want to let that out.
All right. Okay. Now back to your holes of protein.
Back to protein. I would say that it takes me a while, years even, to adapt a thing. And I
but
wonder...
But don't feel okay being like Danny, guys, listening in.
But, you know, I wonder what percentage of people actually does. Like, they are passionate listeners. They believe everything. And, like, years later, they're still not.
That's okay. But I don't want them to follow your example.
No, don't
like,
follow
that's
me.
Cool because Danny's cool, so I'm going to take years. I'm going to make it take years.
Well, these are many of our listeners, not all. We've got our premenopausal woman. We don't forget, yeah, because my daughter is one of them. She never allows me to forget.
Yeah.
That there's woman under 30 listening.
Yes. All right, but here's what I got to tell you
about
protein.
But the Perrys and the Posties, they're desperate, Danny.
Yeah.
You might not be desperate.
Hey,
you got to
start when you're pre.
I do.
You got to start when you're pre because then it's not like some big hike uphill. You've already got it. Then all you have to do is keep it.
Well, here's the thing. If you're if you're solid with your protein, you may not notice the essential aminos hitting your system, but I notice it hitting my system. So I had, by the way, speaking of taking a long time, I've got 3 bags sitting that finally got opened weeks later of the essential aminos that I desperately wanted so long. And then I just sat them. Finally added them to just oatmeal.
Right.
Okay.
Do you do it in the nested way we taught?
No. Essential.
Oh, sorry.
You do essential.
Hold on. I was thinking OPP.
You do the white stuff in your oatmeal?
Yeah.
Tell me how it tastes. I've never tried it. Is it revolting?
It's
no,
citrus.
Because it was also was stevia in there. There was... probably some other stuff.
It's going to be like orange oatmeal. That's okay.
No, because look, one scant tablespoon is 90 grams of protein. I don't need 90 grams of protein.
It's bioequivalent.
Day one. Yeah, so I threw
don't
like...
Don't tell me you halved it. You
no,
need
I quartered
the
90. It.
No, Dan.
No.
Okay, let's,
that's
let's,
hold on,
so
let me
let's
say,
talk. Let did me, you go to the, me, did the product page and read about the bioequivalency?
Okay, no, but here's the thing. Okay. I come from a world
Yeah.
I come from a non-expert world where after a workout, a trash protein supplement off the shelf made for men is 20 whole grams of protein for your post-workout.
Yeah, but listen, you can't go rogue on us. Just follow the directions.
No. I'm saying, though, to at least, like, I already beat that. Like, I'm already doing better just with a quarter tablespoon.
Yes, but I'm going to tell you something. And this is, if you read the product pages, this is FAQ. What does this whole 90 bioequivalent grams mean? It says there. And notes, Danny, phone. It means complete. It means you can call it 90 because that's the equivalence of what it does in your body. But complete means 25 to 30 grams covered. Now, if you're only using a quarter of that, sure, you're going to get bioequivalency 20, 25 grams. But you see, you should do the whole thing because it's not too high. Doing the whole thing, you can't hurt anything.
Yeah.
You're not going too high when if you do 90 grams of meat, you are.
It would really help it your ADHD, your kidneys. Whatever that thing is.
Oh, that's what people say. Many people said mental health, those that have mental health, maybe ADHD or depression, anxiety, I don't have those. But they were some of the ones that said, it helps me.
That's what I wanted
to
tell you about.
Brain.
And also because glycine there's a good hit of glycine in there.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to tell you about is how I noticed it hitting my system because I will go days where protein's probably not great.
I want you to have a lesson in letting someone finish their sentence.
I agree, but that's one question. You get your questions answered. I'm just standing in line. Okay, just let them answer. Big sister bossing me around.
It's like a Jerry Springer episode.
Yes.
But like a very gentle.
But we need to know how he gets these days and holes and stuff.
That's what I'm asking. Same question.
Well, are you kind of butting?
Well, I think that...
Listen, listeners. Who's been talking the most during this podcast so far?
Listeners.
Big sister.
Please, I have been talking, but please...
She's such a boss head today.
I do talk. But please write in and let us know, and I will share this with Serene.
She's trying to recruit.
Listen, yeah,
she's
butts in more.
Yeah. Listen, I butt in more because I'm trying to get a little word in it. Unless I bring my teleprompter, fat message to sister. Keep your... gab shut for a little bit, right? Stop trying to lead, okay? Other than that, I'm just trying to say,
eking to him, who was trying to tell us for the last 10 minutes about his holes
of
protein.
Because you kept on asking him more questions of your own self.
Did I, though?
What happens if Serene and I go start our own podcast? What are you going to do?
I don't know. I would like
to... By the way, what's in your drink? It's delicious.
I know. I will tell you later. Because I would love to hear this and then back to this question. So I'm sorry, Serene.
The several unexpected things happened. I think people like me are needed in one at least way for the world is that we're super sensitive to things and we can feel things happening to our body and then articulate what's going on for people who might be more stable, who you know, a glass of wine's not going to hit them like it hits me. You know, everything hits me and I
These things are true.
It was really interesting to notice, first of all, the growly stomach went away. I wasn't hungry even three hours later.
I'm just butting in to say this. Everybody listen up because Danny's going to tell us what we are really feeling.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because he's the litmus test. We don't know it, but he's going to tell us.
You're getting it.
I had to say that. Bro.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. For the people who are saying, I don't notice anything. I'm telling you what's happening to you, whether you notice it or not. So what I experienced was total satiation. Is that the right word? Like I was full and didn't think about food. Usually I'll eat food if it's not right, if the protein's not right. And I could be hungry maybe 20 minutes later. Mm-hmm. And it's weird. I don't think it's true hunger. I think it's sort of a spiky, crashy type of situation. Mm-hmm. So it fixed that. And then also the anxiety level. Really was noticeably dropped and I felt really stable and I felt very masculine. I felt in conversation.
Were your wrists feeling a little bigger?
Look at these wrists.
Thick.
I turn them this way.
Thick.
If you hold them at an angle to the camera, they look the most thick. This, thicker. This, way too thin. Okay?
It's truth.
Thicker and then at a 45, thick. The thickest they'll look.
You know, I'm a thin wrist girl too. And when I look back on this party on the YouTube, I hate looking at my bony wrists. Like I've got the Danny thing. Like it's some sort of wrist orexia. Yeah. Okay,
there's a lot of benefits to protein, whether you notice it or not. End point.
And it was good, Dan. That was very good. So this was a question that came on the Facebook. I'm not going to say her name because I didn't.
Oh, you're starting to the new question?
Yeah.
Can I just, okay? Yep. Can I have a little bit of a little sister?
Yeah,
a little,
please.
A little bit of a rounding off there at the end. The other thing, it's not just about protein. And I'm not talking about stupid, you know, crashing your blood sugar carbs, the junk stuff. I'm talking about the real slow burning carbs.
Potatoes.
Success in the gym also comes from adequate supply of those gentle burning carbs, because so many women these days are actually in what they call the LEA, low energy availability. But there's another name, REDS, I think it is.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, it's another name too. But even Olympic athletes, even in the trained athletes, they believe in carbohydrates. You know, they are often in LEA. It's important to know that when you're in the gym, you've got to fuel it with the carbohydrates, not the spiky stuff, but you're going to be more in the E mode, or, you know, if you're at goal weight, the crossover mode. But slow burning carbs are going to be the other very important part, as what, just as much as protein.
Yes, if you're going to have your next meal after a workout, make it an E or a crossover, mm-hmm. which Serena
and also the one before.
Yes. That's why we kind of like having, I love having my fats meal in the evening.
And
now.
I just have it all. I just have them
we're
all
not
kind
saying
of
this is the way you must roll. We're just saying this is what we've learned over time and as we're strength training and contending for our muscle.
Because if you're going to get in the gym and you're just on SSSS, you're going to have poor results because you can't put in the
and
intensity.
Danny, 6.5 to 7 years later, what is an S meal? Because you did say that it takes you years, but you finally do catch on.
It stands for satisfying.
Yes.
All right.
But you are going to just elaborate on that. And I gave a clue.
Fat with the fats?
Yeah.
Yeah. Satisfying. And the reason it's satisfying is because the fat is present.
Yeah, there you go. Good job.
And the brain is made of fat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think there's an extra satisfaction.
Satisfaction. Yeah, I like it.
By the way, I know we're going to move on, but I need to know, is that just coffee?
No, I'm going to tell you about it later. It's a new thing I tried.
I've hated coffee for a long time. Yeah. I just went rogue. Really? I like my body's like, you're going to hate it now. I don't know why. I loved it. Really? It was like my favorite thing. And then I was like, I hate it. And then I tasted pearls.
Have you tried the mushroom coffee?
It's amazing. Yeah, but whatever's in there is what
like
I want to know.
Mushroom coffee. I have to keep trying them. Okay. Hey, this, I was going to say, I'm not bringing her name because I didn't ask her if I could use this question. But I did answer on this post, and I gave an answer that was kind of different to everybody else's answer. This is the question, and she was very gracious.
Other people answered it.
Yeah, she got like hundreds of answers. Mm. It stayed at the top of the page, and everyone
did
was
kind like
of,
most of those answers?
I thought they were valid, but I had something else to bring, and I don't think they were big picture because we are nerds who spend our life in depth researching loss of lean body mass. So I felt like I had a little bit more
to say. When I'm allowed to talk?
Yes. Actually, I'm going to ask you to answer it.
Yeah.
And then I'll join in after I've let you speak. So I've been wondering, this is the question, if anyone has asked or talked about just plain old hard work instead of exercising. We heat with wood, and while I don't use a chainsaw, once it's on the ground, chopped, I load it, unload it, stack it, and haul it into the house. From spring to fall, I garden and take care of a large yard. I only use hand tools. So there's a lot of hoeing, digging going on. Plus, only push mower and I weed a lot. I also walk often. How to gauge if I'm losing muscle mass? I'm 65.
Wow. Amazing. Oh, sounds like an incredible lifestyle. Proud of her. Mm. Like, that's awesome. Like,
a
really...
Can I tell you what a lot of people said the majority of answers were?
Yes.
The majority of answers were you do not need to add anything.
I knew that they'd say that.
That's fantastic.
I knew they would too.
We'd say that's fantastic too because it's brilliant. But
yeah, I'd like to add to that. It depends on what she wants. Okay. So I believe that she was probably, I can't see her, there's no picture, but a very fit specimen. Mm. And that she lives a very, what I would call a longevity lifestyle. Yeah. So this is going to be helping with her metabolic markers here. You know, she's out there. She's going to be burning fuel to a certain extent. But I've seen a lot of cowboys, fencing cowboys, right? And, you know, they work hard all day. But they got a little bum in that Rose Wrangler jeans. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? They ain't no Fabio, but they're strong.
Yeah.
Okay? So it depends on what she wants. Does she want to build any shape anywhere in areas that are going to be more than just a wonderful metabolic lifestyle, but in a way that burns through fuel like microwaves.
This hauling, chopping, mowing, all of this, I can't see you. But I imagine you have a very strong upper muscular body, yes. And you've probably got strong legs too. Well, I think and I'll add to what Serene was saying, what we need as we get older is a very popping muscular bum. Why? That's how we really burn a lot of fuel. It looks great too, but we lose our bummies. More than any other way, we lose our
glute. And have you had children?
It's upsetting.
Because if you've had children, oftentimes a very important fat that lies in your bum is the fat that your baby needs.
That
so
butt
we lose
fat.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, we lose that. And then, of course, some women get bigger bums in their pregnancy, but it's not necessarily.
It's more fatty. It's a different kind of fat.
It's a different kind of fat.
I was blessed with a genetically good bum, right? I had a very good.
If you don't say so
poppy.
Yourself.
No, I'm going to say what happened to it. I'm not saying I kept it.
No, I'm not coming against you. Yeah. I feel the same way about myself.
Yeah, no, I had a good bum.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Nearly everyone has dreams of palm trees and coconuts. Just imagine the rhythmic sound of ocean waves, your feet kicked up. Not a care in the world. This can kind of take you away, right? Well, but maybe it doesn't. Maybe your dreams aren't made of that kind of thing. Either way, the brilliant sunshine with all its vitamin D is beckoning you and your family to whatever outdoor activities that fill your lives. One way or the other, you'll probably be reaching for some sunscreen.
Yeah, and not to be a killjoy, Serene, but the studies are piling up that show the downside for many common sunscreen ingredients. Those damaging ingredients hit everything from your thyroid to testosterone levels, even kidney function. There's even studies correlating skin cancer of all things.
Yeah. What you're trying to protect against, you get from these chemicals. The skin is our largest, most absorbent organ. The truth is, we could do a whole podcast on the negative effects of these chemicals being absorbed into our bodies. Our skin is like a sponge. But fear not, our Coconut Dream Hydrating Cream is here to save the day.
We developed this nourishing cream so you can fill all those spring and summer sunshine dreams without absorbing a bunch of 50-something chemicals that are filthy and all infiltrating your system. But you'll be enraptured by this cream because it's a perfect combination of extra virgin cold-pressed coconut oil and pH-balancing aloe vera. Plus, it's richly infused with magnesium chloride. It's by far our most popular all-natural sunscreen. How does it work, Serene?
Well, the reason, first let me just say, it's got no water in it. When you don't have water, you don't need chemicals.
Yeah.
So we use aloe vera.
Well, you don't need preservatives. I mean, there's healthy chemicals, which is what the world's made of, and then there's like synthetic chemicals, which we don't want.
Right. But usually if a product has water in it, there's those unhealthy preservative chemicals.
This sunscreen is the most natural in the way that you use it layer upon layer. So you put it on and then you go out in the sun for short periods and you develop like your own natural sunscreen. And that's what this cream helps. It enhances your own defenses against the sun. It's really quite unique.
Yeah, I love that. And even if you're not going out into the sun, I love it as a pre-makeup base. It's super beneficial as a pre-makeup base. And it helps your makeup become more protective against
UV light. It's safe for the whole family. Children, you. Husbands.
Visit trimhealthymama.com to fulfill all your coconut dreams.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
My pregnancies happened. Yeah. I had five of them and I kept wondering why my bum was flattening.
Yeah.
And then Serene talked about these omega-3s stored in the bum and my babies took them, especially because some of my pregnancies were vegan. Ooh.
Yeah.
But then... And I always did strength training with my body and I kept fit and did.
Yeah, you did cha cha cha, little
cha cha cha. I even did workouts which toned me, Serene. And I was strong in the glute area, but I hadn't built it. Then I reached late perimenopause and menopause and my bum started flattening further than further. Pearl, the good bummer, was the Pearl, the no bummer.
And then I adopted African children, right?
Yeah. Oh,
and do you
yeah.
know what they call us on a whole over here? Flat bums. That's the name really? For white people at their
flat
orphanage.
Bums.
Flat bums.
That's earned. Yeah. I mean, some of these white
long
gals.
Nose flat bums is what they call us because we don't have the wider nose. So long nose flat bums.
So what I did I targeted my glutes and I strength trained and I got nerdy about protein. I built my jolly bum back, as did you, Serene, because you started with a good bum. Like we had genetically good bums. You lost it through veganism and lack of calories.
Why are all the men doing push-ups in the room? why are they all tearing their shirt? Guys.
Here's what I want to say.
No, but the other thing is immune system too. Yeah. Immune system, brain. We've talked about that on the podcast. Are you going to bring it or should I shut up?
No, you.
No, but like the gluteal muscles are the largest muscle stores on the body. So that is a huge bank system. Are you going to just have it left empty and flat?
Now fill that bank.
Fill that
so
thing.
Here's what I would do. And I'd say even our parents, and our mom listens to this potty, so well as our dad, but they won't mind us saying they are physically active people.
Oh yeah.
We keep saying you got to strength train, guys. They're in their 80s and they're like, yes, we do, but they never do. Yeah. Right?
The guys are all
but
glowing.
They, my mom can outwalk us. My dad is fit. He's constantly going. He's in the garden. He's hoeing. They've both lost their glute muscle.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't stop.
You're talking about your mom and dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's what I would say to you, poster. I would say you have such an active lifestyle. I wouldn't necessarily think you have to strength train 3 different times a week in all the body muscle groups.
I would
just say, but if she doesn't want to, I'd just say go for your glutes and lower chain muscles at the back. Do 1 or 2 days. Keep it short. But build that glute muscle and don't worry about your upper body. You're getting a lot of
work. That's great
there.
Advice.
That's what I would do.
Hey, I could speak to the younger males, which a lot of our listeners have husbands who are right out of the trade industry, especially because I came from the trade industry.
They had small little bums.
God keep me off that ladder. So I was, I spent a couple years in the trade industry pretending that it was enough.
Oh, okay.
And so did all of my friends. We all said like, oh no, we don't work out because we, you know, we're up and down ladders. We're lifting tool bags. We're pushing lumber up to guys on roofs. And while all that was great, it didn't prevent us from getting injuries as we were getting older.
Yeah.
None of us looked muscular. None of us, you know, had kind of that classic male physique. I'm not talking about bodybuilder. I'm talking about just man showing what you would expect.
Have you seen those carpenters on those ladders with the little pots too?
100%.
Because they don't have the muscles that are burning through that.
But you know, you said something right there. And you know, the poster, I don't know a name, you poster you. You're a lot further than a lot of people who don't do all that physical activity with keeping your resilience around. Keeping basic lean muscle around, you're not going to be as likely to fall and to get frail. I mean, I would add hormones in, you're 65, but because you're keeping a basic layer of lean body mass on your body, you are keeping your bone minerals around. However, like Serene said, now the bone minerals, where do they go? At the hip, hip breaks. So we want glute muscle to get built so we can save our hips.
And also the glute muscle also is one of the major ways that we can protect from a pelvic floor prolapse. Mm-hmm. Because when your gluteal muscles are strong, they pull back on that hammock and make it a taut trampoline.
Look, you guys, you got to see. Okay, JD, he's just got this. He's written a sign. Bring it over here, JD.
What?
He wrote a sign and it's just sitting there in the background of the potty.
I like how he wrote it and just walked away.
Men love a woman.
Okay, bring it here.
Toss it in.
Ah! Toss it. Okay. Men love a woman with a good bum.
That's what he has to say to the poster. Is that what he said?
You know what's so interesting, though, about the old
bum? My husband would concur, though.
No, there's like, 10 points of like cohesion where like not only are men into it, it happens to like build your brain. Mm-hmm. It happens to like reinforce the part of you that is most prone to injury as an old person. Like there's all of these like biological, almost... built-in designed things
to contend for
that keep pushing it. And there's so many, like, when you think about just the natural way of things, you know, it supports all the natural ways support each other so powerfully.
So true.
But, you know, when we were in our 20s, we were convinced we did enough on the construction side. But as we got into our 30s and we started getting injured and overweight, and we were just like, we're clearly not. It's not enough because you get into lazy habits, even doing those like garden activities or those construction activities. We learned how to make braces and use our backs to like just get the lumber up there. We weren't actually doing shoulder presses.
Right. Yeah, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
We weren't actually activating our glutes and legs.
Yeah, I see that.
You get lazy and you don't even know you're doing it. And then you tell yourself at the end of the day, because you're exhausted, that boy, did I work out.
But you're going to be leaner on the whole, because when she says she chops wood, loads it, unloads, that's burning calories. She's gardening. Her overall calorie burn is going to be quite significantly higher than someone who doesn't.
And I do want to say, though, her lifestyle is the lifestyle of yore, of old, right?
Yeah.
And that's great, but that's not... These days, we might think that's exercise because she's not sitting on her bum pressing play on the washing machine, you know, pressing play on the dishwasher.
Yeah.
But that's just real life. That's just called real life, the way we're meant to act. But then the Bible says above that, it's like physical training profiteth a little. That's above. So it might profit her a little,
but those
to go
of
and
us
like to work out her glutes, because physical training was seen as a different thing above regular life. They didn't call it physical training. No. Just going down to the river with a big, huge thing of like dirty clothes on your head.
Good
and
point.
Then a big kind of stick with a big bucket on either side for water. They have to haul up and down hills to their little hut.
Well, and walking everywhere. Like,
everywhere
it wasn't,
walking.
Yeah, it wasn't... I mean, and again, walking to and from the garden, that's great. You might be doing it for hours at a time. Mm. I don't know. But at the same time, like because of our modern life, when we do a little bit more than our neighbor, it can tend to feel like we're like Captain Cardio. Mm. But in reality, you know, it still isn't even at par of how life was lived 100 years ago when you
walked
everywhere. It's
true. But like she does a lot more physical labor than I do. Therefore, I do strength train 3 times a week, and I do 2 days a week some form of cardio, whether it's just pleasant walking or rebounding. That's what I do, and that keeps me fit, and it's built my muscle back. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think, isn't that a great question, though?
It's just very interesting what makes you strong and healthy, and then what builds muscle, which is a different level of health, too.
Yeah. It's not upper body that burns your fuel as much.
No.
I mean, it does to a certain extent. It is your lower body, big muscles. You know, all the women, they're like, oh, I really need to work on my upper body. I want guns, you know? That's good. Okay. Guns aren't going to build nothing compared
to a
glute.
I don't care about my upper body.
Compared to a glute. Oh, my goodness.
I concentrate on lower body and I just throw a few in arms.
Your arms. I've seen your workouts, Serene. On our Tribe Healthy, Serene's workout, Strong 45, she says she doesn't barely work arms.
Yeah, if you can curl 25, that's beast.
I can't do what your arm
that's
workout
beast
is.
Mode.
But I don't focus on them.
No.
Just throw them in just to rest
but
the glutes.
But they're major. They're plenteous.
Somebody called me weak on YouTube.
I never called you weak.
Not you.
Oh, you read the comments. Was it a nasty
No, I never do, but I did this time.
And it was and a they nasty were like, this, person?
No, it was this dude. He was like, that guy's pretty weak. 25's not a big deal.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, because you were going on about Serene curling 25s.
Yeah. He's like, that guy must be, he must be a weak man.
Oh, well, he might curl 40s.
Did you go to bed worried that night?
No, I mean, if he wants to meet me down at the boxing gym where I train, I mean, we can see if I'm weak, whatever.
Hey, actually, it's the guys with the wrists like you, Dan, that actually can usually do more pull-ups and more push-ups. And body weight, you know, those are the ones that do those little ninja obstacle courses, and
that's
they win.
True, the
you
ninja.
Could beat him, say, meet you me down at the ninja obstacle course.
You could build yourself up to
mate.
Be a ninja warrior.
Hey, those dudes are like Popeye forearms, right? Man, that's
the smallest
stuff.
Guy in our family. He's the one that can do the most pull-ups the most. He shows off because he can do it all.
You know, I can hang from my toes.
Can you really?
Yeah.
See?
Like from a bar at the playground?
See, yeah. Try hang from your toes, guy.
I mean, you say you're not upset, but that did bother you because you... First of all, because 2 reasons, you remembered it and you want to meet him at the boxing ring.
No big deal.
So these people comment, they don't realize it hurts the show host.
I wasn't even hurt the other day, guys. I actually don't get hurt, and I actually usually get a little bit like, right? But the other day, Nate, he sent us over this thing. It was good of you,
I
Nate.
I saw that.
It was
I'm
good of
like,
you, Nate. And it was like, oh, girls, they're loving your interviews with the experts. They're loving it. And then let me send you over some encouragement. And it was like, oh, anyone who's just so sick of Serena, Pearl, and Danny just interrupting themselves and just going on about nothing, you really need to come over here and listen to the expert interviews because they're so much better there.
Yeah. Someone said, No, someone told this person to listen to it. And she's like, I just can't with Pearl, Serena, and Danny. They're rabbit trails. I can't deal. And
why
she's
do people
like,
listen to our show and then hate it?
But she was like, oh, I find that way too. But she's like, but the interviews with the experts, they're so different. They're so professional. And I thought, ouch. But that's nice, but still ouch. But I don't know how to respond
to that. I used to kind of get this little rebellious, like, well, I'm just going to rabbit trail more, aren't I? But that day, actually, it was like, well, maybe I'll just quit.
Quit the potty.
I'll just quit and just go where else I can interrupt and just be loved for it.
Yeah.
By the way, I can curl 25 pounds.
You can. You went home and checked.
I curl.
Like she said, you're a guy. That was the end of that. Do we have any final remarks?
Yeah, if you notice that I've quit the potty, you'll know why.
Because of one bad comment among many bad comments.
What do you, for women is the, I just started doing this and Arden will love this, shoulder press.
Hey, for people that are not looking, okay.
He's got the shoulder press. What do you think about that for women, the shoulder press?
Of course we do shoulder press and our tribe healthy workouts.
Yeah.
Okay, but not as critical. You're still focused lower half.
Oh, well, we still do upper. I mean, I do one day per week of lower, but I also put in push-ups a couple of days throughout the week just to keep that going.
You do one lower? I thought you said upper.
No, I do one upper, sorry.
Yeah.
And then two lower. They're my strength training. But two other times or three other times during the week, I just get down and do a set of push-ups.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's all you need.
Oh, like one time a week for push-ups?
No.
Did we say?
Two or three.
But it's disgusting.
30 seconds, Danny. I mean, what's big about it? I do them before my shower. It ain't nothing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's...
That's a way to keep that lower body strength, upper body strength going when you only do it once a week. Because I want to focus on my lowers.
Yeah. Okay. Most men are focused on upper.
I know.
Yeah. And
know.
And it's the don't skip leg day thing.
Don't skip leg day.
That's
it
real.
Looks bad.
I've got stairs in my house. It's funny how the brain will always cop out. Like I have stairs in my house now, which is new. And I told myself for months when I moved there, like, you're doing enough lower body. You don't even need to do any weights because you got stairs. And I just lied to myself for months.
Yeah, that's funny.
We all do it. We lie to ourselves.
Well, I will give you scientific proof that stairs do not
really
do anything.
Yeah, I've got three sets of stairs in my house, like three levels.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's not until I started lifting weights did anything
showed back there. Here's my scientific proof. My husband, who I have not yet been able to get to start strength training, because he's a very stubborn man. I love you, Mr. Straight Pants. He won't mind me saying this. So he, you know, he's been on testosterone for almost 20 years. So he's always had good lean body mass. My husband was, you know, he's well muscled in his younger days. He's 68 now. But I can tell that he has lost some of his body mass, and especially in his glute area. So his doctor, where he goes to get his hormones optimized, they started using scans to test their...
DEXA scans?
Yeah, DEXA scans. And so the first time he got scanned a couple of years ago, they said, oh, you have really good muscle to fat ratio, doing well. But I thought to myself, and he was like, see, I don't have to strength train. He said that to me. And I'm like, but honey, I know you from what you were to now, and I know you've lost lean body mass, which was kind of naggy to say that, but I just wanted to kind of...
Sometimes you just got to...
Sometimes
it's just
comes
worth
out.
It, right?
It comes out.
Be an old man.
So then the next time he got it, and they said, oh, you've lost body mass. The next time you've lost body mass, you have to strength train. It's just that he was blessed with some good body mass at first. They didn't realize he was in decline already.
Yeah.
So we have stairs in our house, and my husband... He loves to run up and down the stairs. He's so much better on stairs than I am. And he does them all the time because that's our little retreat area. Ain't done nothing.
Nothing.
It's just good activity. It's better than sitting.
Yeah. Could
it hasn't built his glutes.
Could he start squatting?
Yeah, they said you have to do squats and you have to do weights.
Would he do it?
Well, he keeps telling me he's going to.
Like if y'all get a squat rack, would
oh,
he
we've
do
got
it?
A squat rack.
It. They've got a
I
gym.
Got everything because his doctor said,
I want
to
see
you
it.
Need to strength train. So I was like, yes, this is the time. My husband will spend all the money. So we outfitted our garage. It's a beautiful gym.
Nice.
It's got everything in there. He hasn't
he
been
won't
in
go
there
out.
Yet. But dear Lord Jesus.
Is that where you're working?
You
I'll
know
join,
my
I'll
problems
agree.
And I'm taking yes. them to you.
Yes.
And you know the time and the day.
Baby Jesus.
Lord, build my husband's bum.
Sweet yeah. God of bums.
Oh, sacrilege. Dad is going to call us about this one because Dad always said Pearl, if we ever, we were growing up pastors kids, Pearl and Serene, if we ever sung a song, and this is a real rabbit trail. If we ever sung a song, a church song, but we put a little too much silliness into it.
Yes.
He would say, girls, don't be sacrilege.
This will be the second time that Dad will come over and give me a special counseling session. Do you want to hear about the first time?
If they want, if because they, for heard, the people who love rabbit the trails,
he heard something on the show.
Well, no, he saw something. So every year we have a book party after Christmas for just the adult children. There's so many of us here on the hilltop, all family, but it's extended, right? We've got aunties, uncles, cousins, children, great-grandchildren going on and on and on.
Yeah.
Well, we have, it's usually all of our events are everybody. So they're massive, right? But my mum's like, I just want all my six children and their spouses in one room. We're going to have an adult party. So there's a little wine, okay? A little red wine. My parents aren't big on wine, but they like a little red wine occasionally. Well, I didn't have a little wine with my dinner. I just didn't want it. Didn't want it at all.
We all did.
They all did, but I just didn't feel like it. But then I thought, oh, might be nice to have a little, I like to taste wine. I love wine, but I don't really drink it. I taste it. So I put my 1 inch and it's what I love, about an inch.
Okay, but that night, it looked more than 1 inch. You used a very small wine glass. It was a sherry glass.
Yes.
And it
I
looked.
Put my 1 inch.
It looked well more than an inch. So it looked like 2 or 3 inches.
But it was an inch. Okay. And maybe I had poured a little bit more, maybe for my husband to have a sip off of it. Mm. You know, we share back and forth. But anyway, guess what happened?
What happened?
There were some people there that night, and I didn't know they were ex-alcoholics, okay? Mm-hmm. Because we usually just have it six children and the spouses. But anyway, I was there, and the book party started getting all, like, rowdy because we purposely put on the rowds. Purposely get all, like, leave the fruits of the spirit at the door because we want to have fun. It's White Elephant Book Party.
Can I interject?
Yes.
For those who don't love our rabbit trails, the potty's over. This
is
you
just go. Just go. Just go and clean your toilet. Do something important.
Please.
Don't even listen. In fact, I don't want you to.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But make sure you comment
about how bad
we are. For
those who accidentally can't turn off their device and they haven't worked it out yet, okay, I'm just going to keep talking. But anyway, so the fruits of the spirit were left at the door. We're like getting rowdy because we want to have fun. When the game is boring, we're like, well, that was a kind of a lame book party night. Yeah. So we put it in. Well, I started like saying to, you know, some of the family members, I don't know, it's getting into
Can
it.
Can I
so
help
I was
you?
Shaking the
she
jar,
was
the
sitting
cup a
exactly
bit.
The way she was sitting now. If you're not listening, I'll describe it if you're not on YouTube. And she had her wine glass holding it like she crossed legs and she was holding it up. You know how people emphasize things with their wine glass, like cheer it?
Yeah.
And she kept whatever she said, she would emphasize with it and was slosh vigorously.
So we had this special couple from Australia there, okay, special couple. And they were just like, you know, usually we don't have other people there. But I was like, take your stupid book back to Aussie where it came from, you know, because I was having fun. You meant to be able to joke like this on that night. And I was just sloshing around. The wine was tipping up a little bit along the side. I was not drunk. I was just putting some fun into the night. Well, who did I have
at
my doorstep?
The next fun.
The next morning, Dad appears at my doorstep. Hey, Serena, thought I might have a little word with you.
Mm-hmm. Discuss your problem.
I'm really kind of a little bit concerned about the wine drinking and just want to know whether it's become
a problem.
And do you
know what's funny? He came to me before he went to Serene. Pearl, I'm really concerned about Serene might have an issue with alcohol. And I said, no,
she
Dad.
She was a little bit tipsy
actually,
last
she
night,
doesn't,
he said.
She drinks less than I do. You know, I'll have a glass of wine. I've never even seen Serene have a full glass of wine. And Dad said, that's not what I saw, nor the visitors.
And guess what? My husband, who knows, his whole life, I mean, sorry for everyone listening, all his life he's wanted to make me tipsy, but I can never drink enough to be tipsy, right? I'll only have my inch at the max. Usually it's just a centimeter. And that's like not every week. That'd be like once a month or not even. And so he knew this about me. And when Dad said, Sam, you know, because Sam walked down the stairs, Sam's like, yes, I've been a little bit concerned too. He threw me under the bus to just annoy me. To this day, Dad thinks I have a wine problem. And now he's going to think that I have a sacrilege prayer problem
on our
podcast.
Well, that was Danny who brought the sacrilege because you said, Jesus, who loves bumps? What did you say?
Jesus, who loves bums.
Well, Jesus does love bums. He
God
made
loves
them.
Bums and, Jesus loves and bums. Circumcision.
He
and
loves flat bums,
foreskin.
Too,
this one, should we just put a little PG?
Come as you are.
Should we put a little
whatever
PG?
Whatever bum you have, you come as you are.
Should we put a little
you.
PG warning at the front no. of this potty?
No.
No, that's ridiculous.
It's just that we have a lot of eight-year-olds listening. More than men.
How many eight-year-olds
oh,
listen
so many
to
people
our
listen in the car and the children on the way jokes. To school and
do
stuff.
Do you know that eight-year-olds, their humor is all in the toilet.
It is. That's what they find.
It's all poo-poo humor.
And I never grew out of poo-poo humor. Never did. It's my favorite humor.
You said doo-doo earlier in the show. I didn't want to say anything. I felt immature, but yeah, you were like, they do do this. And I was like,
we are so done, aren't we?
I have to pee so bad.
Goodbye. I hope you love the rabbit trails today.